My name is Noelle, and this is Hot Girl Happy Hour. Today's episode is about the real reason that I work out, and that is because I love to be hot. Having a banging body is fun. I enjoy being sexy. I feel like it's kind of controversial to be like, oh, I don't care about being strong. I care about looking good. But for me, it's 100% true. I do love cardio. Like, I can do the stair climber for 3 hours and be entertained by Bridgerton. But overall, I'm not working out for the activity. It's because I want a fat, juicy ass. And it's okay to care about your looks because dream girls cannot be ugly, as the title of today's episode says. When you're envisioning the best version of you, is it a girl with dull skin, hair that needs a trim, and she looks like she's been staying in bed watching Love Island eating crisp all day? No, I bet she looks great and has a rocking body and also has her life together. This isn't about hating your body, it's about loving your body. If this were about hating your body, I would say don't take care of yourself. Your body is perfect and you're probably gorgeous, but you have to take care of yourself for a variety of reasons. But this is about taking care of yourself so that you can be hot. A big reason why I feel my looks are important is because I know it affects the kind of jobs I can get. I've worked in and for casinos for the last like 4 years or so, and they want you to look away for sure. I worked at Louis Vuitton, and before I got hired, they asked me to change my hair color. And in my beginning days there, I was told pretty much upfront about how important my looks were and that like I had to wear makeup. I started at blackjack and poker and found out the jobs that are more low maintenance have lower pay. You're less likely to get a job at like a pool if you're not in shape, and pools are where a lot of the money is made in Las Vegas, of course. So while it's cool that I could throw my hair up in a bun with no makeup and not work out and go work at Downtown Grand, I know the pay will be better at a job where I basically have to be working out and have to look good. So that's one of my main reasons of why I care about how I look. Another reason why I do care about my looks is because people do think differently of you because of your looks. It's terrible to like know, but people do judge you over look. People feel like if you don't look good, that you're lazy and unmotivated, and they will associate you with those traits. They will think she doesn't even care about herself and her health. How can she even care about others? And it's kind of true. When I didn't love myself enough to take care of myself, I was in no position to pour into others. A lot of things that are wrapped up in your physical appearance are intertwined with self-care. You don't even have time to wash your face, but somehow you have time to be a good friend or even a good girlfriend or boyfriend. If I barely love myself and don't feel confident, what am I bringing to the table? Unconfidence is palpable, and you can feel the sadness of others. It gets to the point where you have to like dim your light for them. I had a friend that I met my freshman year of college, and when we first met, we had our insecurity in common, and it was just something that we really bonded over because we both were like not really happy with our looks. But then by my sophomore year, I started like wearing makeup and dressing up more, and she hated it. I think our friendship hit its breaking point during Halloween weekend when I was texting her the night before, asking when we were meeting up. And the next day, she finally finds me and she tells me she didn't invite me because she was worried guys would talk to me more. Can you imagine not inviting your supposed best friend somewhere because you're worried she's going to get more attention than you? I could literally never. I just felt like it was hater energy. And when she invited me out the next weekend, she asked me not to wear any makeup. Like, what the fuck is that? How crazy. It's like I found a way to finally feel good about myself and start feeling prettier, and she wanted me to stop. A true friend doesn't do that. A lot of people think that being successful with things like the gym is about motivation, but I think it's way more about dedication. A key difference between motivation and dedication is that motivation is about the beginning stages and your desires to do something. So I can say, I want to start working out and being fit so I can look cute for Halloween. And that is motivation. The problem is after Halloween, or maybe even 2 weeks after Halloween, I may lose that motivation. Dedication is beyond a goal. It's about commitment and it's long-term. Dedication evolves as you change and it doesn't have a finish line. It's like the difference between your situationship and your husband. You can be super excited about this person for like 3 weeks and you'll Uber 30 minutes after a night out of clubbing. But if that person asks you to do something like take them to the airport or even bring them some soup, that's way too much commitment. But for someone you love and you're dedicated to, you don't mind the inconvenience and you work beyond it. When you're motivated, something as simple as a night out will derail you from working out. But when you're dedicated, you're gonna find the strength and the stamina to do it. So don't look for the motivation. I'll say look for the dedication to be the dream girl you want to be. Also, if you cannot set and respect standards for yourself, how do you expect to set and set standards for others? You aren't even credible. You don't even respect yourself enough to take care of yourself and your body, so why will they? You can tell somebody, this is what I'm worth and this is what I deserve and you better take it seriously. But you aren't even taking yourself seriously, so how does that really work? You aren't even giving yourself what you deserve, so why would they give you what you deserve? You should be the biggest example of how you demand to be treated. I'd also like to note that if you are so disrespectful to yourself that you won't even take care of your body, how high do you really think your standards are? Hate to sound mean, but that's really just like my opinion. There's also this overall notion that looking good is expensive, but I think that's kind of a cop-out. While things like Botox and boutique Pilates classes might be out of reach, it's affordable to look good overall. There are so many at-home bodyweight exercise routines. CeraVe is an affordable skincare, and you can have like a full routine for under $20 a month. There are hair masks you can do for yourself at home. So really keeping up with your looks isn't that hard. Even when it comes to extra with looking a little bit better, you really don't need to spend $80 on a manicure. Press-ons can easily last 2 weeks, and you can laminate your brows at home and do lash lifts. Like, the point is, if you want to look good and like do subtle things to fix your appearance, you definitely can on a budget. But I think the main thing is that dream girls are enthused about caring for themselves and doing what they can for themselves. But this segment is just about looks in general. A little bit of this comes down to being self-centered, but not overly self-centered. But your main love and your main priority, for the most part, should be yourself. I'm a mom, and I'm saying this knowing there are times when it's not super possible, but a lot of times it is. You need to prioritize yourself and not texting him back or this friend and this friend. It needs to be you, number one. The point is to have a mindset that says, I deserve to look myself so that I can then feel myself and show up as my best self. You cannot allow yourself to be distracted by outside things that are not good for you. The main person you're pouring into should be yourself. Like, are you really gonna skip your workout to go hang out with a man? That is so fucking embarrassing and makes me want to barf. Like, do not associate with me if you're like that. A dream girl cares about herself enough to take care of herself, so she cannot be ugly. Like, it's physically impossible for a dream girl to be ugly. A dream girl would never sit and say, taking care of myself is unimportant. Who cares how my hair looks? No, you will feel so much better when your outside appearance matches your inside appearance, which is a sexy bitch. Thank you for listening to me. This is Hot Girl Happy Hour. See you next week.